Right, so I got a text yesterday from Rabbi John Green, and he asked me the following. He said that there's a young IDF soldier who's been fighting in Gaza for several weeks. He's in an elite unit and involved in very sensitive missions. His parents hadn't heard from him at all and were only told every once in a while that the commander reports to them that the soldiers are doing well and accomplishing great things. And then he recently came out of Gaza, and his parents saw him for the first time, and they wanted to know, should they recite a bracha of Shechianu B'Shem? Not Malchus. We never say B'Shem Malchus. I'm sorry. No, B'Shem Malchus. When they see, we don't say Mechaim Mason Malchus. But should we recite Shechianu B'Shem Malchus when they see this soldier? So what we really need to do is go back to that halacha about how we don't how one is supposed to recite a Shechianu when you haven't seen someone in 30 days, and see whether what the reasons are that we don't practice that halacha anymore. It seems that people do not typically recite a bracha of Shechianu when they see a friend they haven't seen in 30 days, and then see if those reasons maybe don't apply in this case. So let's take a step back. The Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Ches tells us that if a person sees someone that they have roach haveru lach shloshim yom, you say shachianu lach yud beis chodesh, you say the bracha of mechaya hamesim. As I just pointed out, mechaya hamesim is without malchus but with shame, and shachianu is with shame and malchus. And that's probably because Rabbi Kivager writes in his Chidushim in Reish Chafei and Shulchan Aruch that because Mechaya Mason was composed as part of Shmon Esrei, where it's Mechal Chavrit, and therefore it's just Baruchat Hashem Mechaya Mason, so we keep that Nusach of Mechaya Mason. But Shechianu is with Shemu Malchus. Now, as far as what the who one would say this bracha on, Tosus and Brachos writes that only al chavero hachaviv alav. It has to be a friend that you really like. And the Rush adds chaviv alav and sameach and nena b'riyaso. You like him and you're overjoyed to see him. The tour gets even more, I don't know if you call it hyperbolic or more expressive in the language, that it's chaviv alav harbe sameach ma'od b'riyaso. Someone that you really love and you're very happy to see. And the Gra writes that the Rishonim learned this from the story with Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brid Rav Shua, that they, when they saw Rabbi Chanina Brid Rav Ika, the Gemara says that they said a bracha of Shechalach Mechachmas L'Dereyav, and they also said a bracha of Shechianu. L'chore, what's the Chiddush that they said a bracha of Shechianu? They hadn't seen him in 30 days. Of course they can say a bracha of Shechianu. So it must be that the Chiddush is that they felt that it was enough simcha that that it would warrant the bracha of Shechianu. There are other possibilities what the Chiddush is, but that's what the Gra writes in Or Chaim Simin Reish Chav. Hey, in the Sefer I have a Sefer called the Pe'eru Levarich. In Simen A over there he quotes from a Sefer called Uvdos Van Hagos Lebeis Brisk, where one time he said that Rav Rafala Cohen Cook went to visit the Brisker Rav, and he asked the Brisker Rav if he's able to say a Shechianu like someone who hasn't seen a friend for Shloshim Yom. Can he say a Shechianu with Shema Malchus? And the Brisker Rav said, I don't think so. So Rav Rafala Cook asked him, why not? It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you see a Pri Chadash Mischadish Mishana Lashana, you say a Shechianu, and people still do that. So I'm more happy to see the Brisker Rav than I am to see pomegranate or whatever than I am to see a new pri. So the Brisker Rav said that the chilek is that by a pri chadash the chacham were koveya that's called simcha. That when you see your sameach b'riyaso, even if you don't actually feel the simcha, as well as birch Shechianu, the mechaber emphasizes v'hu shechaviv alav harbe v'sameach b'riyaso, that it needs to be that you object. Subjectively actually feel the simcha, whereas by pri chazal or kaveya, that's objective simcha. A similar maisa in the Sefer Maisa Ish, that in the name of Chaim Kanievsky, that he said that he had a new beged once, and he said, I got no simcha out of having a new beged. It didn't do anything for me getting a new beged. Rav Chaim didn't care that he had a new beged. You know, that's the story they say with Rav Ruderman. Rav Ruderman went to Eretz Yisrael, I think in the 70s, and someone asked him how his trip was, and he says, it was fantastic. I was able to buy a mantle for a Sefer Torah. He says, why are you buying a mantle for a Sefer Torah? What are you talking about? So he said, the stipler told me that his son needed a new frock. So I was able to buy Rav Chaim Kanievsky a new frock. I bought a mantle for a Sefer Torah. So maybe it was that frock that Rav Chaim wasn't impressed with. And Rav Chaim said, I don't know, it didn't do anything for me. It didn't give me any simcha. So he says, I asked the Chazon Ish, this would have been much earlier, if he asked the Chazon Ish, I asked the Chazon Ish, how can I say Shachianu? I'm in Ufrak. It doesn't give me any simcha. It's Sheker. So Chazon Ish said, Sheker, you do have simcha. So what does that mean, Sheker, you do have simcha? It means that certain things, Chazal or Kaveya, that's called simcha. But when it comes to Chaveiro, Chazal were not Kaveya. It has to really be someone that you're Samech Ma'od, Biri'i Yaso. Now, in order to understand the Sheikh Yonah bracha, you need to understand the other bracha, the Mechaya Mason bracha. Because the Gemara says, if you don't see someone in 12 months, then you say a bracha of Mechaya Mason. It's a straight, why Mechaya HaMason if you don't see him in 12 months? So the Marsha, Mesechus Brachas, writes, because every year there's a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and a person is Nidon, Lechayim or Lamavas. And therefore, if you see someone after Yom Norayim, so you say Mechaya Mason, because he was Nidon Medina Shalmisa, Haraya, he survived a whole year. So, And in addition, he says the Gemara goes on to say that Eina Mason is Shakach Min Alev Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. So till Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't say a bracha of Mechaya Mason. So why don't we say Mechaya Mason anymore nowadays if you don't see someone in 12 months? Or Avad Yosef writes in Yechavidas Chelik Dalit Simin Yud Zayin, because we have all sorts of modern forms of communication, so we always know that a person is alive and that Hashalom Lo, that he's okay. So it's not like when you see him, you're like, oh, he's alive. No, you know he's alive. You know he was alive the whole time, and therefore he wouldn't say Mechaya Mason. The Marsha is a little difficult, because L'chara, if you last saw a person before Rosh Hashanah and then you see him a week later, L'chara should also say Mechaya Mason. So the other explanation of why it's a Mechaya Mason is that what the Gemara, the Pashtos of the Rishonim is that the Gemara says Mason is Neshtakach Min Alev La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh. So that means after Yud Beis Chodesh, you stop thinking about him all the time. So he's Kemes Etzlo. You're not Mitzap in the Riyasu anymore. You're not looking forward to seeing him. So once you get to that point, and then you see him, so it's Mechaya Mason. Now he's brought back into my consciousness, because now I'm thinking about him again. The nafkamina would be if you weren't in touch, right? Meaning if you are in touch with him, so then you certainly wouldn't say that he hasn't been in my consciousness the whole time. If you weren't in touch with him, then the second reason does apply. Another reason not to say Mechaya Mason, the Ben Shchaim Parshas Ekev writes that it's off-putting to people that when you see them that you're going to say Mechaya Mason, they find it insulting, so you shouldn't say it. I don't know. I'm not sure how excited a person with dwarfism is that you're saying a Mashana Habrios when you see them. So you say it quietly. You don't have to say it. Stay right there. You know, you don't like and make a big scene out of the bracha. So maybe you wouldn't make a scene out of the bracha Mechaya Mason. Anyway, there is a discussion I have in my sefer about the nafkaminas with this understanding of the difference of the geder in the bracha of Shechianu, where it's about simcha. It's about the fact that you're overjoyed to see the person, whereas the ikur mechayiv of mechaya mesim is that the person was kemesetzlo, that it was neshtakach min alev, and therefore for you he was ki'ilu emes. So nafkamina might be a few nafkaminas that, or a few applications of this basic chilik are as follows. First of all, when a baby is born, the Mishnah Berurah writes, a baby girl is born, one recites a Shechianu. Why? Because it's similar to someone who hasn't seen a friend in 30 days, and you're so excited to see them. So you say a Shechianu. It doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere you say a Shechianu when a baby girl is born, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that because it's similar to, why not say Mechaya Mason? You haven't seen her in 12 months either. You never saw her before. She's brand new. So if Mechaya Mason is about someone who you once knew, that's Neshtakach Min Alev, so then you'd say Mechaya Mason. But that's not the situation over here. It's just a general sense of simcha and excitement. Oh, so that's why it's a Shechianu, and it's not a Mechaya HaMesim. The Chidah in Birkei Yosef discusses whether you should say both brachos if you haven't seen someone in 12 months. Well, wait a second. If Mechaya HaMesim is just the Shechianu plus, so then Yesh B'chal Masayim Mana. Why would you say both brachos? But no, now that we understand that Shechianu is about the simcha, Mechaya HaMesim is about that he was Neshtakach Min Alev, he was Kemeset Slow, so the two brachos have nothing to do with each other, really, and maybe there's room to argue that you say both. Another nafkamina might be there's a discussion in the Achronim, what bracha are we going to say when Mashiach comes, when Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Tzidkenu Bekarov? Should you say Chacham Arazim, Shechalach Mechmasa Lebasar Adam, Shenasan Mikvoda Lebasar Adam? So maybe you should say Mechaya Mesim or Shechianu. So Lechora, you should absolutely not say Mechaya Mesim based on what we're saying, because because mechayah mesiv is only because he's nishtakach min alev. You're not mitzapil riyaso anymore every single day. It's an ikra emuna that hakalo b'chol yom sheyavo. So the chora would not be a mechayah mesiv. But the final application is the one that's most nogea to our shaila. The Berhetiv writes in Siman Reish Chaf Hei Siv Katan Aleph that if a person received a letter within Yud Beis Chodesh and then he sees him, he doesn't say a bracha mechayah mesiv, but he does say a bracha of shechianu, and it's very mistaver because if they were in touch with each other, so you were thinking about him. So it's not shaykh say mechayah mesiv, but when you see him, you're still very happy to see him. Sharetzion Sivkat and Gimel says that even those poskim that hold that you don't say a shechianu if you've been in touch with each other, that's only if when you've been in touch with each other, you know that he's been telling you that shalom lo and that everything's good with him and that he's fine. But if he's been telling you I'm sick and I need Yeshuos and I'm in danger and I'm having trouble, then for sure you would say a shechianu when you see him the next time. In fact, Rav Vadi Yosef in Yechavadas Chelik Beis Simon Chaf Hei deals with the hostages in Uganda. Should the families, when they got out of captivity, recite a bracha of shechianu? He says kivan shachatufim hayu az bisakonos nefashos mamish ukroveim vididayim ayicharedim ma'od l'shlomam vein savek shasimcha rabba la'achara osam b'shukurim v'atzalasam l'fichach mavra aleim shloshim yom shalo ra'u osam ra'ui levarich aleim shechianu b'shem malchus. Even if they were on the news and you saw them and you knew that they were alive, so you were sort of in touch with them, but yet you're so excited to see them, you haven't seen them, and you knew that they were in danger at every moment, so then you would say a bracha of Shechianu. So the Chora, no, 30 days, only for 30 days. So the Chora, so I was, we had a Rebbe's meeting yesterday, I sat next to Rabbi Willig, and I asked him what he thought, and he said, I would think that you would say Shechem B'Shem Malchus, but I'm not going to pass on the Maisa, you have to ask Rav Shechter. So I asked Rav Shechter, and he said, yeah, the family and the close friends should recite a Shechem B'Shem Malchus. A friend of mine then pointed out to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo essentially says the same thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that Bizmaneinu, we're not knowing to say a Shechem when you see a friend after 30 days, but the reason probably is because this bracha is only knowing if you're really happy to see him. So Bizmaneinu, we're afraid you're going to do it to be polite. So you're going to say, oh, I'm so happy to see you. So great to see you. How much do you really mean it? How great is it to really see them? So you're going to do it to be polite, and chanufa, and whatever else, morabasa v'dam. There are all these other factors that go into why a person might give the impression that he's extremely happy to see a person. But in the note, in the Dvar Halacha, he writes if you have exceptional circumstances, what's an exceptional circumstance? Kigon shara pnei chavero hakarov lamaot, something you're very close with, la'achashay b'stei amalchama, after he was out at war. So Yimamish Av, Rosh Shlomo Zalman deals exactly with this case of one had a child or a close friend that was fighting in the battlefield, that was fighting in Gaza, and then comes out after 30 days. L'chora, it should be a bracha, mechayim esim, a bracha of shachyana rather, v'shem u malchus.